We sat and talked and smoked cigarettes as the wine ran out and the fire burned down. And we talked about failure and how even that would come to an end sometime in the future. And we sat and we talked and smoked cigarettes and we talked about how there's nothing on telly anymore. Yet really there was, and some of it was okay even when we wished it wasn't. Because all you wanted was to sit and smoke and talk in the dark. One time you said you dreamt about dying and that you'd had that dream night after night for week after week. And you said how you'd dreamed about dying and that you'd wake with a taste in your mouth and that taste was not me. And anyway, that was before we'd met and before we'd talked. But I told you I'd had the dreams 2 years before. And I too had woken with a taste in my mouth, and so I knew what you meant. And that made us both go quiet for a while. And it felt quieter still because the room was so dark and the wine was running out and the cigarettes were starting to hurt. And then you asked whether any of this was true, and what did we know? I mean, really know about whether any of this was true. And was there any evidence of an afterlife? And I said all I knew was that there'd been a sunset that night, and the light made you more beautiful. But those were just words, and they weren't enough. And anyway, you didn't believe me because you wanted the truth. And you said that truth is in time, not beauty. So I said, let's invent our own afterlife and use it to watch galaxies be born and fill with stars and worlds. And we could watch the spark of life flare on those worlds where cells divide into more life and into people and into thoughts and into ideas and into art. And we talked about how, in this our own invented afterlife, we could follow all of these things, and each and every thought and every word as it happened, spreading and branching and trailing and firing through our galaxies, which we had filled with the people who would sit and talk and smoke cigarettes as the wine ran out.